William Byron used the fuel mile strategy to take the checkered flag at Iowa Speedway yesterday afternoon. Byron was held by multiple final stage cautions to allow him to extend his fuel till the end. Last week in Indianapolis, Byron's fuel fortunes came up short as he ran out of gas. The win was the first for the number 24 car driver since he won the Daytona 500 in February. Cameron Young finally won his first PGA Tour event yesterday after seven runner-up finishes. Young shot a 2-under-68 in the final round to win the Wyndham Championship by 6 shots. York native Austin Duncan did not make the cut and finished at 5-over par. South Carolina running back Rasul Faison was officially cleared to practice with the team over the weekend. However, the NCAA has still not ruled on his eligibility to play this fall. The Atlanta Braves got two home runs from Eli White to defeat the Cincinnati Reds 4-2 in the MLB Speedway Classic at Bristol Motor Speedway. The game, which was supposed to have been played on Saturday, was pushed back to Sunday due to weather. This marked the first time that Major League Baseball played a game at the track, which has in the past hosted multiple college football games. After the victory, Atlanta is now 47-63 on the season. In other games on the majors, the Red Sox, Dodgers, Brewers, Royals, Twins, Marlins, Giants, Cubs, Pirates, Diamondbacks, Angels, Padres, and Mariners were all winners. With your Monday sports, I'm Chris Miller.